Alexander Radulov and Andre Kuznetsov will not play tomorrow night. So what we thought we would do is make General Manager David Poile available for a few minutes of questions and a comment from David. And then obviously the room will be open once the team is off the ice, and Barry will talk after the players have spoken. So with that, I'm going to bow out and leave it for David.
I've been a general manager for 30 years and always try to treat each individual player with care, but never, ever put the individual player ahead of the team. In this situation, both these players violated a team rule. They're both made aware of it. I met with both of them this morning. They know that they're not playing the game. This has been no more than a big distraction to our hockey team. I wanted to make the announcement today just to get this distraction out of the way so that our players could get better prepared for game three tomorrow night. It's very disappointing. Obviously, anytime something like this would happen would be disappointing. In the playoffs, it's even more so to take out of your lineup two, arguably, of your better hockey players. But again, pretty easy decision. Again, our creed has always been to try to do the right thing, try to do that in my personal life, so I certainly should do this in my business life, and we've just done the right thing. We've put the team ahead of a couple of individual players, and we'll see where we go from here.
David, what was the reasoning for it? What exactly can you expound upon in terms of what they did?
It's just, I'm not going to expound upon it. It's just a team role. I mean, everybody has the same team roles, and again, what they did was unacceptable, and coaches and myself had to come to the plate and do the right thing for the team.
Was it something that occurred after the last game, between then and now?
Again, it's just a team role. Again, to, you know, to be specific, I'd have to tell you what it was. And again, it's like I say, it just happened. It's really unfortunate. It's selfish behavior, and just have to leave it at that.
Any response? What was your message to the players when you talked to them this morning?
The two players, they basically listened. I hope there's some remorse for what they did, but you know, that's time will have to tell there, and both their behavior, and if they get the opportunity to get back into the lineup.
Was there any thought in terms of maybe not considering where you guys are right now? How difficult was it to be able to make this decision at the crucial time of the playoffs?
It's never difficult when you just go down to let's do the right thing. I mean, if you have standards and you have rules, and you've got to maintain the rules. I mean, if you let these things slide, it's never going to work. I mean, again, in the big picture, this is way more important than where we are. If we're up two games to nothing versus down two games to nothing, the same decision would have been made. It's just about doing the right thing for the team and not about the individuals. You cannot put an individual, no matter how important they are, ahead of the team. And again, what they did, their behavior was not committed, not focused, was not conducive to allowing the team to be successful. Again, I'd like to make it probably clear that I think their actions are not exactly why we are 0-2. It's a little part of it, but it's certainly not the whole thing.
Both players have had sort of questions about their attitude or character in the past. Do you second guess yourself a little bit at this point? For bringing them in here?
No, we just made a decision based on something that happened. I mean, beep happens in life. I mean, this team is not a perfect team. Family is not a perfect family. You have to support your family at different times, and sometimes you have to have your child sit in the corner for a time out because it's the right thing to do. It doesn't mean that we love our children any less, or we like these players any less. We're disappointed in their behavior, and we hope by what we're doing it's the right thing for our organization and all the other team members, and that we hope going forward that something like this would never happen again, especially in such an important time.
Were they really playing game four, or do they have
That would be Barry's decision.
You mentioned remorse. Did you get a sense that the players were showing some remorse? Did you get that feeling from them, or...?
I mean, obviously, it was pretty quiet. I did all the talking. Nobody else did any of the talking. So they just listened, and they know They know what they did. They know why they're not playing. And that was it.
Both being
take one or two more.
Both being recent adds to the team, there's no confusion over the team rules. This was pretty cut and dried. It's something they should have known.
Exactly.
Is this something that was kind of symptomatic, or is this sort of a one-time deal with them in terms of what they did?
I would hope it's a one-time deal.
Have you ever had that before in your experience as a GM?
Never.
Okay, with that, thank you very much for your time. We'll let you cover practice some more, and then we'll open the room when the players are back.